Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
Private eyes are watching you guys. What's up? It's So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. I am Ryan Bailey. That mashup is very fitting for today's episode. And I've had to record this intro three times. You know, I am in a flustered state. I'll have to tell you what I've been going through with this episode. Today, Private Eyes, because we have the one, the only Dumois on the show, and there has been some difficulties with this podcast episode. So I want to warn you about things up the bat. I think it's a great conversation, but I want to explain the making of this. Now, Dumois, this is the third time she's been on the show, and I love her. I think she's great, and it's always been the same person that I've talked to each time. Everybody is so fascinated with her actual identity, and I think that's just we're looking at this in the wrong way, and I feel like not you guys, but I feel like we're going to screw this up. We are going to screw this up. I feel like this is something, this is too good to be true, and we are going to screw this up. I'm just getting into it. First off, I don't want to know Dumois' identity. There's no part of me. I mean, I care about her as a person. She's really nice and has taken the time out to talk to me a bunch. And like I said, always the same person I've talked to. There's all these weird rumors, which is like, you're starting to make the account the story rather than the actual stories in the account. And I see this, we do this a lot with pop culture stories. You know, we start putting the spotlight on different things and the actual, you know, where the spotlight I think should be. I just find it fascinating because it's one of those things where it's like the account is becoming the pop culture story, which is so weird because this is a person that loves the same stuff that we do, you know, that puts together this thing that, you know, like, you know, sightings, you know, anonymous, please, anon, please. I think it's just really fascinating as I watch this account grow. I mean, this is almost at 1 million followers, this Instagram account. But okay, so on to the physical production of this. Now, we recorded this on Friday, and now, because of everybody wanting to find out, you know, things, she uses a voice distorter. So it sounds like we're talking to a... It sounds a lot like that. Now, Fortunately, that's, you know, just so cat's out of the bag, that's not her real voice. You'll be able to tell immediately. And if you've listened to this podcast in the past, you know what that actual person sounds like. So her voice distorter box, this has been one of the most difficult interviews I ever did because her voice distorter box was picking up my voice. So the whole interview, I was hearing everything that I said back to me, but in a distorted voice. So if I said, "Hey, Damar, how's it going today?" I would go, "Hey, Damar, how's it going?" "Hey, Damar, how's it going today?" And then I would hear what Dumas said. So the whole time it was like, by the way, there's already like five voices running in my head at all times. And so it was very distracting. So I think this is a great interview still, but just so you know, I was just listening to my own voice. So it's very weird. You have to get your ears a little used to this. There is an echo of my voice that I tried to take out, and I put it through so many audio processors. I'm releasing this and I think it's not as bad as I think it is. But I just want to be honest with you. I'm aware that it's there. I've tried to scrub it. That's why this episode is late. I really, really get frustrated at things like this, because I want it to be so good. And I know, Dumois, I was so thankful to have her time. And I just find, you know, I love the, I mean, we're all talking about who is the TV couple that are potentially getting divorced, who are, and I think the inner workings of all of this stuff is just so fascinating to me. And I think that's what this account highlights at its best. And remember, these are all tips that people have sent in. She does not allege for any of this stuff to be true. That is one of the first things that you read on her account. But I just wanted you to know that this is not her real voice. You'll be able to tell that immediately. It kind of sounds like I'm talking to the killer from Scream. You know, like, "Hello, Sydney." It's just one of the most bizarre interviews I've ever had. And that's why I'm just like, everybody, can we not do? But she told me this one story in this where she was invited to Leah McSweeney's Real Housewives of New York premiere party and she couldn't go because of this. She has an identity to, you know, like she wants to have a normal life and stuff. And I think that's fascinating. And, you know, I love Batman. So to me, she is the pop culture Batman. Ooh, is that something there? We can call her the pop culture Batman. But also, I really view us as we are all Dumois. The account is ours. The account is what we send into it. But regardless if this account was a thing or not, I would want to talk to this person regardless because they just know pop culture like the back of their hands. In the back of their hand, you know? But I don't know. It's just all fascinating. I'm just going to play this interview and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And we have a great episode that I just recorded about this week's Real Housewives of New York and Big Shot with Bethany. And I'll do the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills taglines finally, because Beverly Hills is coming up next week. But this is fun. I just want you to have your ears used to it because it is going to sound weird. But I hope you guys dig it. I hope you find something to dig in it because I sure love Dumois and I love you guys. So I think I'm losing my mind. I stayed up late trying to fix the audio on this and I'm just so frustrated, but I hope you dig it. I thank you for listening. If there's anybody new listening, hi, hello, how are you? You're about to hear a couple weird voices, but give the podcast a chance. There's tons of great interviews and tons of good pop culture moments. If you like Dumois, I think you'd love this podcast. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, our own private eye that is always watching Dumois. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited to have back our next guest. This is Uno Trace, times that she is back, and she's kind of somebody that I love because she talk about the pop culture that we all know and love on an account that I am obsessed with. When I go to sleep at night, it's Daily Mail and Dumois all the time. So Dumois, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ryan. It's good to be here.
So you sound great. You sound healthy.
Thanks, Ryan.
You're at 916,000 followers right now. And I think with this appearance, we can get you past a million.
Wow. How exciting.
Yeah. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you.
How scary is it for the explosion of your account over the last year with pandemic and things like that? Is there any part of this that's like, you couldn't have ever guessed any of this would happen?
No, I definitely never guessed it would. And I definitely never planned for it to happen. I think I'm pretty clear with everyone that I don't do this full time, that I have a job that I go to every day from 9 to 5, 9 to 6. So this has become a hobby, but also like a second full-time job. So it's difficult to balance at times, but yeah. I don't know why I keep doing it. I guess I know I always say the same thing. I don't know why.
I guess, but it brings a lot of joy to people though.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I guess it's because of like the really nice people who, and I've said this before, and I guess my answer 6 months later, or whatever was the first time that you and I spoke, which I think was definitely in 2020.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe last summer. So it's been 6 months plus, and I have the same answer. It's because of the people, the strangers on the internet who are so nice and so appreciative. They really restore your sense of faith in humanity, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And I like that. I like that even with pop culture, we still can get, you know, it's kind of like a basic level of humanity that I feel like a lot of the people that love the stuff that I do and we do are basically good people.
Yeah, I mean, there's some fucking crazy people. Are you kidding me?
I was trying to be nice. I mean, it really is. It's got to be crazy, though, because you now are brought up a lot with all of these stories. And my kind of take on it is we are all Duwa. It doesn't matter who you are. The account matters and the stories that everybody gives to you and the sightings matter. And it's really not, I mean, you provide a platform, but it's really not you. You're not part of this story, you know?
No, I'm not at all. I mean, I'm not even out on the streets, like contributing to any of these sightings or any of this information. I mean, it's all, I'm just like a platform. Exactly. That's a great way to put it. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
I'm just,
I mean,
managing the platform.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and I think that's like a great, I think it is a interesting way of how pop culture is delivered to us now. And your account, I think, is the best representation of that on Instagram. Having said that, I want to kind of dive in to something we were talking about briefly, and something I'm fascinated with is that Ben Affleck last week on Raya, a girl posted on TikTok that he said, "Why did you unmatch with me on Raya?" What is your opinion of Ben Affleck even being on Raya?
I mean, I think it's fine for him to be on Raya. He wants to be like, you know, us normies and use a dating app, then, you know, that's great. I, for some reason, like, you saw Ben's and you saw Matthew Perry's. Like, for some reason, yeah. Matthew Perry's, like, creeped me out a little bit more, even though Ben's was, like, more creepy, if that makes sense. I don't know why. Maybe because the girl was younger. The Matthew Perry girl was younger. But I think it's you know, fine for them to be on it. And I've had a lot of conversations with different people who I'll say are involved in the situation on the peripheral and firsthand. And I don't feel bad for them being exposed. I mean, what do they expect? You know what I mean?
It's an interesting conversation about celebrity. For some reason, I know you said Matthew Perry was, for some reason you felt creepier, but for some reason the Matthew Perry one made me feel sadder. And I don't know exactly why with that either, but it felt like this young girl was just dunking on Matthew Perry, whereas the other girl kind of felt ashamed that she had unmatched because she didn't believe it was Ben Affleck.
Right. I mean, that's a good point. So I talked to the girl who posted the Matthew Perry video. She deleted the video. That's not why it went viral. I think it went viral because I posted it and other people were reposting it. By the time I posted it, she had deleted it. So it wasn't even on her account anymore because I think people were being mean to her and giving her shit for posting it. So I don't think she was necessarily after her 15 minutes of fame. I think she's a young girl who was contributing to the TikTok trend of exposing celebrities, which is what that generation is doing now. That's a normal TikTok trend. So I don't think she was like, let me post this and get a bunch of press from it and, you know, get clout or whatever. She posted it just because that's what everyone is doing right now on TikTok. She deleted the video. Her Instagram account became private and she was scared. So, you know, maybe she didn't understand. Maybe she didn't think it through. I don't think she realized that, you know, if a lot of people thought what would happen. So I don't think there was anything premeditated about what she did or the other girl. I didn't talk to the Ben Affleck girl, but I feel the same way about that.
I mean, I wonder if there's some kind of like celebrity text message where they're like, stay off Raya. We're not safe on Raya anymore.
I mean, they probably definitely feel that way, but do I think that'll discourage them from using it? No, I don't. Well, Matthew Perry's engaged now.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck is definitely fucking Jennifer Lopez. I don't care what anyone says.
Wait. Why do you really? Wait. Is this your like wish or is this something that you feel in your bones or is this something you know?
50% feel in my bones, 50% information I received.
Oh my God, Dumois, if that is true, that would be so exciting. But I don't know why, because they weren't a good couple to begin with. They were miserable by the end.
I mean, I don't know, but I also think when it was good for them, it was they were probably really in love. I mean, listen, I don't know if they're like actually, you know, having sex, but information that I've recently received, which I will probably have posted by the time this podcast comes out, would lead you to believe that they are hooking up again.
Well, this is not coming out till next week. Would you be able to say what that is? I'm not posting till next week and I won't say to anybody.
Okay. So they were seen and they might still be there, which is why I wait on the sightings. I wait a week usually to post them at the end of the week. So they're not in real time. But this week they were both in Big Sky, Montana, together, spotted at a private residence.
Oof. Man, Big Sky is where a lot of rich people go to vacation. And I mean, that's kind of believable. But see, this to me is like the epicenter of pop culture. For some reason, it's such an exciting story because it pulls in the history of pop culture from like 15 plus years ago, and it brings us into the present. And I feel like it's like this weird homage to the pop culture of yesteryear.
Yeah, which I think why people are rooting for them, because it's like nostalgia, you know?
Yeah.
You know, some people are like, said what you said, like they made a terrible couple, you know, toxic. He was toxic to her in the end, like she could do better. But I don't know. I look at them and I think it's like 2006 or whatever year they were together.
Oh my God. It would be awesome to see them on a yacht again, like on the J-Lo video where he's like undoing her bikini bottoms.
Right. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that I think I'll post my sighting and some people will believe it, some won't. And unfortunately, I can't give all the information about the sighting, you know, to protect certain people. But they were, in my opinion, based on the information, they were 100% together.
I mean, here's the deal. I trust you, so I believe it, and that's really exciting. But, you know, there's no handbook for doing what you do. Is this something that you just learn over the years of, like, or the year, however long this has been going now, of you're kind of making a playbook as you go along?
Yeah, you just have to use your intuition a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely have sources that I trust that I, you know, ask to confirm, not confirm, because I don't think anybody, I do want to say, I don't think anything can be confirmed by anybody but the person themselves. And that goes for PR as well. Because PR is bullshit, you know, they lie.
Yeah.
So as much as, you know, the word confirm, I'm going to use it loosely. There are people I go to who confirm certain information now. I have to use my intuition. It's basically just like asking people that I trust what they think about certain situations.
Which
I have more of a network now than when I first started. So I think it makes it a little bit easier than it did in the beginning. And I definitely have posted stuff that's totally bullshit. Like, I'll admit that. You know, I have, you know, no stake in this game to, you know, claim that some of the stuff I've posted, you know, is not complete bullshit.
Yeah, I just, it has to be a weird feeling to, you know, I was reading about Bill Gates and Melinda Gates' divorce and how they had to announce, because part of the announcement, they knew it would affect like overseas markets, like money was involved. And it's interesting, as any kind of account online gets bigger, you know, it's like it does, like people's perception affects things. It's just so bizarre. The one thing I had asked you to do at one point, and the one thing, the bone I have to pick with you, is I asked you to post a blind that me and Leah McSweeney from Real Housewives of New York was dating, and you never did it.
Oh, did you send it?
I think I did, and I think I had a lot of listeners try to send it to start that rumor, but it just never got out there.
I don't think they probably didn't write it in a way that was believable. What they should have done was submit it in the website, like through the website, and write it in a really witty way that would have caught my eye.
Like
one of your listeners DMing me being like, you know, I heard Ryan and Leah are dating is not something that I probably would post.
Okay, so it's, yeah, so you listeners, you know what to do. That's, and by the way, there are, on your highlight reels, you have a lot of like the frequently asked questions on there. If anybody is new to Dumois, or if anybody has been hiding under a rock, you can catch up real quick if you go to the page and go to that frequently asked questions on the highlight reel. Do you have any, like, when I look at your site, I sometimes get like this weird childlike joy flipping through the stories. Do you get any joy from this anymore? Like getting a piece of information, or because I imagine you started this because it was something that you were kind of passionate, or it kind of was a kick for you.
No, I started it because I was bored in quarantine. That's like the real reason why I started it. And I always had an interest in celebrity gossip, but I don't know half the shit like some of these fandoms know about celebrities. Like, they know everything. But yeah, I definitely get giddy when I get certain pieces of information, for sure.
I saw you posted a video of Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde today at a, I believe, like a cell phone store or something. No,
they're in Montecito. I just found out exactly where they were. They're in Montecito in a smoothie place. They're getting smoothies.
And Olivia Wilde was like hugging Harry from the back. And I was in a clubhouse that you did a couple weeks ago or last week. And people were asking for Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles information, and you had only had a couple pieces of information, but it seems like they've been able to hide that relationship for the most part until they went into that smoothie shop.
Well, that was from January when they were at that wedding where the pictures of them were seen. So yeah, it's really funny because in that clubhouse, I was like, listen, I haven't heard anything about Harry and Olivia in a long time. And then today, it's like two pieces of information of pretty solid Harry and Olivia sightings. So maybe they spoke it into existence. I don't know. But the first spotted that I posted today was of them. They actually asked me to redact where it was, but it was at a private club in London or outside London. I'm not exactly sure, but that caused like a huge commotion among the stands, the Harry stands. So I've been like fielding DMs from 16-year-olds for the past 3 hours. They even like made a tweet and said and lied and said that they sent in the fake tip themselves. Meanwhile, I know who the tip came from because it was someone who I had like a DM relationship with since last fall. So it wasn't fake. Like somebody really saw them there canoodling. I don't know if you know what I'm referring to, but it was posted before the smoothie video. So that caused this big ruckus today. 3 hours, like, I'm trying to be at work, like, doing my job. I have 16-year-olds, like, DMing me. If they can't get me on, they can't get through to me on DM. They're texting me because now I have, like, a phone number where you can text me. They're texting me. They're, like, freaking out. So then one of the 16-year-olds was like, hey, bestie, like, I've had this video of Harry and Olivia, you know, since January, hugging in a smoothie place, post it because everyone's like calling you a liar. And I'm like, okay, so that's how I got that video. I don't even know where it's from. I'm actually like secretly panicking because it kind of looks like security surveillance.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, am I going to get in fucking trouble? Because like, obviously somebody hacked in to the security video of the smoothie place and recorded. Is that illegal, Ryan? I don't even know.
I don't know. I mean, but I think about this all the time because a lot of security footage pops up now. The Adam Sandler IHOP TikTok took off.
Oh, right.
He was turned away and Adam Sandler didn't do anything, but I was like, how did IHOP give that girl the footage? I mean, like, it just seems like potentially illegal.
Well, that girl worked at IHOP. She was the hostess. So anyway, I was like really debating whether or not to post it. And then I was like, well, I don't know. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Somebody asks me to take it down. Like, no problem. I'll take it down. Like, it's going to expire in 24 hours anyway. I'm not like profiting from posting it. I'm not like a website that, you know, makes money. So I'm like a little bit nervous. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, it was interesting. They were loved up in that video.
I mean that's what I love about it is that it reminds me of relationships from like any of our relationships. We've done that when we really liked somebody. She was hugging him from the back. It seemed like something, you know, it was like, oh, celebrities, they're just like us.
Yeah. And you know, I'm sorry, now this is all I'm gonna be able to think about the rest of the podcast. Like, we're gonna get sued from this smoothie place. But now that you say it, like, yeah, there's definitely been like a lot of security footage that has been like leaked, so I think it's fine. But yeah, she's hugging him, they're like loving on each other. I hope that whoever is listening to this has like sports able to see it, because I'm never posting it again. I'm like too scared.
Yeah, no,
but it was really cute.
You mentioned you do not really, you don't profit off the Instagram account. You did do a merch drop of this really like kind of amazing hoodies and shirts and things like that. And I think you're going to do another merch drop. In fact, I think you just teased like a cup on the Instagram stories. Is there any way you're going to ever remake those hoodies and stuff, or is that just done?
So we are dropping some new merch next Friday, the 14th.
Okay.
And the cup that you saw with the ping pong ball, I'm selling like a little beer pong set. Whatever sold in each drop will never be sold again. So it's a limited drop. It's like an exclusive, a limited drop. You get it or you don't. Because I mean, people ask me all the time, like, where can I get a sweatshirt? Where can I get a hat? You won't be able to get that sweatshirt or hat again. You might be able to get one that's designed a little bit different, but not the same ones that everyone's seeing.
So I'm going to have to give some 17-year-old $1,000 to get one of those hoodies.
Oh, from last time?
From last time, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know if people were selling it. I saw one on Depop, but they were selling it for the same price. And I saw one on Poshmark, and it was like discounted because the person wore it. But next Friday.
Okay. So everybody sign up for that because it really does sell out. I was thinking about, remember that rumor, like something happened on the private jet between Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and one of, I think it was Maddox. And we never fully knew, but I always wonder about those moments. Like, we don't really know exactly what happened in the elevator between Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Solange, like what the conversation was. Are there any moments in pop culture history that you would love to have been a fly on the wall at?
I would have loved to be a fly on the wall in the car with Brittany, Lindsay, and Paris Hilton.
Oh my God. Yes.
Right? I mean, what the fuck were those three talking about? Yeah,
I mean, them just scanning tunes on the radio, like just like, no, turn it. I hate this song. Like, that would be fascinating.
I mean, yeah, all three are so separately fascinating. So together, confined in a small car. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, the odds are, you know, two out of the three were fucked up in the car.
Yeah.
It was probably magical. Yeah, that moment for sure. I mean, that's an iconic moment. And I think Lindsay Lohan is so fascinating in general. Like, people are really rooting, I feel like, kind of for her comeback. I don't know what her deal is. She just can't get her shit together.
Every 2 years, she seems like there's some sort of small comeback. I think the last one was the MTV show.
Do you mean the Oprah special?
Well, no, the Lohan Beach Club.
Oh, yeah. I never really watched that. Was she even on it, or was she
Yeah, I mean, she was like the Lisa Vanderpump. So she had a couple, like, remember the dance video of her dancing in this weird way? And then she had like a weird gold-plated machine gun, and she said, like, Putin. But overall, it was like the Apprentice type show, kind of like Bethany's Big Shot on HBO Max. But not
worth that.
Oh yeah, don't watch it. It's not good. Did you watch the premiere of Roni this week?
Oh yeah, are you kidding? I was all over that. Yeah.
What did you think? Were you happy with it?
No, I think they all just look so old and sad. Like, there needs to be younger people in it. I like Ebony. I will say I like her. I think she was trying really hard. Like, she was really, really, like, amming it up in her one-on-ones.
She gave a lot of information in a short amount of time.
Yeah, but it didn't make me not like her. Like, I still, like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I didn't know how to feel about it. I'm like, whoa, like, are you just, like, trying to secure your spot on the cast? Are you trying to, like, come in like, a big way? Like, what's your deal? So I couldn't really like get a hold on her, but I didn't not like her. But there needs to be like more younger energy on her. Like, I love Ramona, but she's like geriatric at this point.
Well, and I think you only have five characters, so if you had two more characters, it would not feel that way. It's just that I think it's so glaring because you have Ebony and Leah, and then you have the other three older ladies that have been there, and you need those two other figures, so it becomes more insular and small, so things like Ebony become really apparent because it's just so jarring compared with the older ladies.
Yeah, that's a really good point. But, and also, like, Luann being sober is boring, you know? Like, if they're going to just be all old and only five of them, they better get fucking wasted, like, every episode. That's how I feel.
Have you gotten any spoilers for Roni?
Just what I posted, which was someone's take on the first episode.
Yeah.
Because I think that's all that was released at the time, so that's all that was, you know, that people were able to view before it aired. But no, I mean, Actually, that's not true. I got a little bit. Oh, Heather comes into the picture. Heather Thompson.
Heather Holla Thompson, yeah.
Yeah. And I think she like stirs things up a little bit. But I'm not really a Heather Thompson fan, so it might be good.
A little goes a long way.
Yeah, it might be fun to like hate watch her, you know.
which is by the way, hate watching is I think an essential part of Bravo and any reality shows. I think hate watching is just as valid as love watching something, you know?
Oh yeah. You know how many people hate follow my account? Like half of the audience, which is so crazy. Like it's not even about like me.
No.
It's about other people and they still like hate on it.
Well,
they hate on me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm a very, very sensitive person. Do you ever get your feelings hurt?
No, because nobody knows me, you know, yeah. Nobody really knows me. I think it just makes me sad that people are that moronic that they can hate so bad on someone they don't even know or who doesn't even really, you know, present themselves. I mean, I guess I show a little bit of my personality, but I'm not an influencer.
Your personality is kind of like all of us. Like you can tell you're one of us in the things that you like. Like that's what I always liked about you is that you didn't seem. I mean, you seem cool, but you didn't seem like the cool person that won't let other people sit at their table. You know?
Right. No. Totally. And my point was, I guess, is that I'm not an influencer. I'm not showing like my day-to-day life or like my outfits or what I'm eating for lunch. So I don't know what really there's to hate on.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Be amazing if this weekend you just post a photo of avocado toast.
I don't eat that, but maybe I will. It's a joke now.
The one last thing about Roni you saw that bothered me was that Leah said she was still seeing that guy Pita Chip. And I'm appreciative of Leah's religious journey and converting to Judaism, but I want to know more about why she's doing it, because it just seemed like we didn't get a huge piece of information there. Secondly, why would like any woman date a guy that was sending her nudes to his friends?
Okay, the first part of that I'm a little bit confused about, because I heard Leah was dating the CEO of Bustle.
Okay, yeah. Because you had posted something the other day, and that was her agent.
Yeah. No, she reposted an old sighting of her agent, her lawyer, that somebody took and sent in to me. But I heard that she was dating the creator, owner, CEO of Bustle. Did you not hear that?
I did not. I mean, I might have missed that. But by the way, CEO of Bustle is way better than the guy that owns the pizza store.
Right. I almost think the guy that owns the pizza store is the cover. Like, I think she's dating this guy from Bustle. And isn't the CEO of Bustle? I could totally be wrong, but I felt like he might have had a Jewish last name.
Oh.
I don't know. Now I need to. I'm going to Google this. Hold on.
But it would make a lot of sense if she did it for somebody specific like that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, hold on. You never heard this information?
I didn't. I mean, I try to keep my Leah information to a minimum because I had a huge crush on her.
Oh my gosh, she's the best. Okay, the CEO of Bustle is named Brian Goldberg.
Brian Goldberg. Okay, yeah.
That's who I heard she was dating.
What does he look like?
Are you jealous?
I am kind of. I can't. I'm not a CEO of Bustle. Like, that's huge. I could take on the pita chip guy, definitely.
He's 37, which is her age-ish.
Comparable.
I think she's like 36. Yeah, Brian Goldberg is an American entrepreneur and the owner of Nylon Magazine, W Magazine, Gawker, Bustle, Elite Daily, Mint, Mike, The Zoe Report, Input, Inverse, which collectively form Bustle Digital Group. I did not know he owned all that shit. So yeah, for him, she would probably convert.
Yeah, but does he have a podcast?
He doesn't. But but he sold his, he founded the Bleacher Report, which is a news website, and he sold it for $200 million.
Good for you, Leah. Did you read that page six, like the inside Leah McSweeney's premiere party with Lord and with Lourdes and Azealia Banks?
No, I didn't. I knew there was a premiere party, but I didn't read the page six.
Yeah, it's just so weird to think about that New York scene being kind of injected into Real Housewives of New York. Like, it would blow my mind if Azealia Banks met Ramona at some point.
Well, New York, Leah actually invited me to that party. But I obviously couldn't go.
Yeah, you can't even do the fun stuff.
I mean, I know. Are you kidding? I would love to be Leah's BFF. I think she's a fucking awesome. I can't. But Leah is like cool New York, you know.
Yeah.
So they need more of that. Like, that's what they need on the show. Like, she needs to like recruit some of her girlfriends to be on the Housewives. Like,
well,
girls that are like her.
And I think reality shows work best when they bring us into a world that we don't fully know about. And then you see our commonalities through that. And I think with Leah, like, I don't know that world and I would love to see more of it.
100%. And you know, Housewives have been around for so long. Like, yeah, it started off because it was like an elite world that not everyone was a part of. So, you know, that traditionally meant a big house, like nice cars, like a nuclear family. But how long has Housewives been on the air? Like, they need to evolve with the times. Like, being a housewife doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that's what you are, that you have, you know, a beach house and a house in the city and 2.5 kids and drive a G-Wagon. Like, there are other forms of, you know, inspiration that should be represented, like Leah, is my point. Like,
yeah,
it should be more like that. It needs to evolve. Like, I feel like their formula for a cast is a little bit antiquated. You know, they never evolved on the type of people that they cast. She's actually probably one of the first that really didn't fit into the mold. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe there were others that I'm not thinking of. But
Yeah, like, I mean, what, like Cindy Barshop? Yeah, no, I mean,
well,
you're right about changing with the times. And like, I mean, you got so many, I felt like blinds, or a lot of the things I read, you know, was from you about Winter House and Housewife All-Stars.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that is Bravo's, like, I kept railing against Bravo because 90 Day Fiancé started making a whole universe and doing all of these spinoff shows, and Bravo was sitting on their thumbs, and finally, at least, I feel like they're trying to, like, play the game a little bit. What's your opinion on all these spinoffs?
I think they're scrambling. I think they're scrambling to make, you know, new content, and Winter House is so funny because I think I was one of the first accounts to post about it.
Yeah.
And then as I kept posting about it, I got this random text. I mean, this random email, you know, like through the emails that I always post. And it was like, I almost wish I could read it because I was like, did Craig write this? Like, I thought like Craig or like Austin wrote it. It was like, everything you heard about Winter House is not true. Winter House is not happening. It was like, I almost want to like look it up. It was so funny. I was like, one of the cast members definitely just submitted this to try to take the heat off of me posting about Winter House.
And the person was like, you know, so cool.
It was so funny. It was like, I mean, it was so many people confirming, and then like out of the blue, it was like just one email like, Winter House is not happening. Oh, here it is. There is not Winter House. Winter is not coming.
That's such a male.
Yeah, winter is not coming. Not
coming.
Bravo.com. That was the email they used.
Oh my god. Wait, what was the
that was like the email address they used, that like their pseudonym email address was winter is not coming at bravo.com. And I was it was like so funny. It was like, it was probably honestly, like, I'm just gonna like pretend it was Craig or Austin, because they were the first ones to get cited in Vermont.
Well, they were also posting. They were posting in the snow. Everybody. Do you crack up though when you see all these housewives that were posting near water to try to make people believe they were in Housewives All Stars?
Wait, who was doing that? I missed that.
Oh my god! Like Tamara was. Vicky had every housewife 2 weeks ago were posting near water. Like Lisa Rinna was. And I thought it was so funny that they want it so bad. They want some of that spotlight so bad.
Oh, I feel bad for them.
Do you really?
Well, it's desperate.
Yeah. In 2 weeks, or I guess by this time, a week, we'll have the premiere of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Have you heard anything about that, about Erica Jane, or how they're going to present that information?
I haven't. I haven't heard anything about Beverly Hills. I mean,
you watch Beverly Hills, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm all over Beverly Hills. But usually, if I post one thing about it, then like other stuff will roll in. And I haven't really posted about it. Wait, you said it's premiering next week? I didn't even realize.
Well, no, I mean, this will come out next week. So the week after. So by the time this comes out, it'll be like a week and a day.
Okay. Yeah, no, I've heard nothing. Maybe closer out here, but nothing now.
Yeah,
it's actually been totally off my radar, like for a while, Beverly Hills. But that's exciting because I do like Beverly Hills a lot.
You were doing a throwback post yesterday of like certain dates, and you posted something. There's no story behind it, but I just thought it was so cool. I don't know why I got a kick out of it, was seeing Leonardo DiCaprio's monogrammed wine glasses.
Oh, do you even remember when that was first posted? It was like so long ago. I don't know if you were following that. Oh, you were?
No, I wasn't, but I'm saying like that it's crazy that you had posted that like all the way back then.
Oh, yeah. So basically, obviously, in the beginning, I posted so much about Leo, and someone who had partied at his house took the picture of like her drink in his monogrammed wine glass. And they also took a picture of his entryway, which had a big dinosaur fossil. I didn't post that, which I could have. I just felt like the wine glass was more interesting to people right now. But yeah, and they sent it last summer, and I was like, whoa.
She's like, yeah, Dino Bones, you know?
Exactly. That's the origination. But she said all of his glasses have that monogram.
Yeah. No, I mean, to me, that was fascinating. And then I was looking at it last night, and I just started fantasizing about me going over there and breaking one of his glasses accidentally, you know?
He probably has like a million more, but I mean, apparently he's like a pretty gracious party host.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I wonder if he always wears those newsboy caps at his own house, or if he like feels free to take off the hat.
I mean, I didn't ask, but that's actually a really good question.
Thank you.
I will ask next time someone says they partied with Leo.
I'm just, we're so used to seeing him that way in public that I find that interesting. Vanderpump Rules started filming this week, I believe, the beginning of the week. Any information on anything Vanderpump Rules?
I have nothing on Vanderpump. I stopped watching Vanderpump a couple of years ago, to be honest. So I don't know any of the new cast members. You know, people send me stuff. I'm like, who the hell is that? Like, I know the OGs. I know, like, Stassi, Katie, you know, the Witches of WeHo. Who's the third one? I can't think right now.
Kristen, Stassi,
yeah. Sheena, like, Tom, Jax, Brittany. Like, that's all, Lala. Like, that's all I know.
So you're not a Vanderpump Babies stan?
No. I don't even know who they are. I mean, is the show even good anymore?
Well, no, I mean, the show hasn't been on for a year and a half, and they just started filming because they had all those firings, and they didn't know how to continue when the restaurant wasn't even open.
Right. Like, I don't want to say I don't have any inside information, but I don't have that much inside information. But from what I've heard and a little bit of like my own gut feeling, like I feel like Lisa's kind of shady. And I think I've said that before.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you feel about her, Ryan, but I feel like her business dealings are a little shady.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely been highlighted over this last year. And even if you want to just take it from like this, the standpoint of she didn't take care of her employees during this year in any sort of way, I mean, that's just shady in a whole different way. But there's been not even rumors. I mean, people have like sued her for back payment from like just vendors at one of her restaurants. You know, Pump wasn't clear to open for a week, and she said it was like a minor tax issue, but we don't really know. I mean, I'm just curious how that whole business operation.
That's shady. Wait, let me ask you. You live in California. Do you go to Pump and Sir and Tom since you're like a Vanderpump Rules fan?
I'm a foodie, so of course. No. Yeah, I mean, I do. I definitely go. Tom Tom isn't open yet, but it's also one of those things that if people ever come visit me, and especially before the pandemic, it was always that place they would want to go with me. It was kind of like Planet Hollywood, or, but you know, the back alley of Sir is like the funnest place to check out because so many fights have happened back there and everybody gets a kick out of it. But the food at Sir sucks. I love the food at Tom Tom. The drinks are good at Tom Tom. And I still kind of believe in that place. And I love Sandoval. But yeah, I mean, it's less than a mile from where I live.
Right. Okay, I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, I would say if you ever come out, but like, it's, you know, but,
I've been to Villa Blanca and it sucked. It was so bad. It was the worst food I've ever eaten at a restaurant in my life.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. It was like deli food. It was like a deli sandwich. And I think they closed like the year after that or around maybe that same year. So maybe they just gave up. It was really, really bad. I was very disappointed, but like still happy to be there. I will say that Vanderpump Rosé is delicious.
Yeah, and they sell it at Costco, everybody. My mom bought a bottle the other day.
Oh my God, shut up. Tell me what you think about this. I want to buy all the celebrity wines, like SJP, Cameron Diaz, LVP, like whoever, Barrymore wines, and do like a taste test review and like post it.
Oh, that's genius. The one that I've been like trying to find is Ramona, the Ramona Pinot Grigio.
Does she make it anymore?
No, she doesn't. But I'm like hoping somebody has like a really shitty wine cellar and they'd sell me a bottle.
I mean, did you ever try? Do people DM Ramona? Like, does Ramona check her DMs?
I've never personally tried to DM her, but I did post about Coco the other day, her dog, and somebody must have tagged her in it because she liked it.
Oh, so I wonder if she like does her own social media. I've never thought about this before until right now. You said Ramona Pinot Grigio, and now I feel like I need a bottle.
Yeah, I mean, it would be really, I mean, I have Vicky Gunvalson perfume, for the love of God.
Oh, Jesus. What does that smell like?
You know, like failure and sand. somebody gave you a tip the other day, I believe, about the Manzo brothers potentially getting another Bravo show. Is that correct?
I think they just said they saw them down the shore, like, or wherever. Their mom was like selling soap in Asbury Park. That's where it was. I don't think I posted about the reality show, did I? I think somebody else might have posted about that.
No, I mean, maybe I'm miss. I don't know. I thought it was you, but maybe
I don't think it was me.
Okay.
But I read it too, and now I'm curious where I read it, because I don't really have that much time to look at other accounts, and now I'm wondering where I saw it.
Now, Lucy on the Ground, which is an Instagram account who I'm friendly with, they just posted 16 minutes ago a shot of Oprah looking into the distance, and the caption was, "Me refreshing Dumois' stories, trying to figure out what long-term Hollywood TV couple is about to announce their divorce."
All right. I don't know why everyone is so obsessed with this. First of all, I'm going to be honest with you, it came from a burner account. So I don't even know if this tip, and I'm very honest about this, like when people ask, like, is this a viable tip? I'll say yes or no. Like, I'm not going to pretend, like I said earlier tonight, like that everything I post is true. This, I have no idea. It came from a burner account. Hold on, I'm going to pull up their DM.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you just hear that music?
No.
Oh, I pressed my music playlist by accident, and that song came on. Do you know that one that goes? Are you on TikTok?
No, I'm not on TikTok. Oh,
there's a song. I don't know how old your listeners are, but there's a song that's like, I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. You know that song?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
It just came on. I just panicked. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna pull up. So let me see if I gotta find their account. I might not be able to find it because it's like this weird name. And sometimes like people hide from me. Like, oh, here it is. Okay, so I'm gonna take. Do you want me to go through this? Because I could take
yes,
you through this.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So on Sunday, this person who has zero followers and zero posts messaged me this. Spotted Kelly Clarkson, Bradley Cooper, and film crew outside Nobu restaurant in LA. Saw them together last month too, filming something for her talk show or some other project or a new couple alert. Anon, please. Okay. I was like, great, thanks. So I posted it. People were like, Bradley Cooper was not in LA this week. Because usually, like I said, I post my spotted on Sunday for the week. Now, this was my bad. I didn't ask this person when they saw this. And they didn't say they saw it last Sunday. They just sent this in. So, by the way, I asked them about that later. I was like, Bradley Cooper was not in LA. When was this? So that sighting was actually from like 3 weeks ago. So I'm like, thank you. Then they write this. I have some more tea for you. I'm a celeb assistant and here see lots of things through the grapevine. A big celebrity couple, and when I say big, I mean big, is about to announce their divorce. And this one dissolution of a marriage that people will never see coming. Even I was shocked, and nothing in Hollywood surprised me. And then they go on to post more about Kelly Clarkson and Bradley Cooper filming for her show. So I'm like, okay, I just like post it innocently. People are like, oh my God, who is this couple? I'm like, dude, they didn't tell me. So I say to them, oh my God, can you give me a hint on the first one, meaning about the divorce? And they said, no, can't give you a hint, but it's a TV couple. That's all I can say. So I'm like, okay. So I posted, I'm like, this is a TV couple. People are like freaking out all week. So that was Wednesday. Today's Friday. I'm like, I gotta follow up with this person because I'm sick of people DMing me. Is it Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos? So I'm like, people are freaking out about this TV couple. Can you spare another hint? So they say, TV couple that appeared on a TV drama together. They're one of the longer-term Hollywood marriages that everyone thought would last. They make it sound like their marriage is fine, but it's anything but. And I'm just like, okay, thanks. Like, I know they're not really going to give me any more information. I could just like, and this is something like I've just like learned. Like,
yeah,
it's a burner account. It's like, I don't know if they're really a celebrity assistant. Like, I don't know who they are. I can't figure out anything about them. It's an account with no followers. They obviously made the account to send in the tip. So,
my but also, I mean, but also there, I mean, I don't think there are any relationships in Hollywood like that anymore, you know? Like, I don't even know, like, I was thinking maybe Ellen and Portia. I mean,
they weren't on a TV drama together.
I mean, no, I mean, the one couple that would shock me if they, or would bum me out for some reason is Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, but they're not,
but they
a TV
weren't on a, they weren't no. on a drama either.
No, but I'm trying to think of like things that would shock me and like things that would surprise me. I'm just trying to think of any couples that would even surprise me anymore. Like Kim and Kanye, we had heard that for so long about their divorce. And I believe you had a tip that was a similar thing about a big Hollywood or a big couple that was going to be splitting up. And then Kim and Kanye announced, which I assume that was about that. But like this, I have no clue. What powerful TV couple that appeared on a drama together would even shock me?
I mean, maybe it would shock them if they really are a celebrity assistant, or, you know, sometimes people will sort of not lie, but they'll just, maybe they're not a celebrity assistant. Maybe they're a nanny. Do you know what I mean? Like they'll change their job title to throw, you know, to not expose themselves. So if this is somebody who is in that world, maybe it's shocking to them, but it other people won't care about. Because I did have another tip about a celebrity married couple who, and I didn't post about it because they asked me not to, and I can't say too much, but a married couple who have kids, who was on a TV drama together, who I think are splitting up soon because I think the woman, the wife, is seeing someone else. Now, it's going to be hard for me to explain this, but the person who kind of gave me that tip didn't really know who it was about, but they knew the genre of TV show that this married couple was on. So I don't know if I'm explaining this right. It's almost like two tips, but yeah. It can also be the answer to this one tip everyone's freaking out about. I'm not really explaining it right because I can't, I don't know how to explain it without.
Yeah, no. But I mean, it's kind of like the intersection of celebrity gossip and like the Da Vinci Code. Like there's like this weird mystery you have to find out all the clues to, you know?
Right. So basically I posted that blind and then someone messaged me and they were like, oh my God, I think I know who this is about because I know someone dating a wife of this TV couple, but the person dating the wife won't say her name because they're still married. But they did give a clue about the genre of TV show that the couple was on. Now, I feel like some of your listeners are smart enough to figure it out, but I don't know if you are, Ryan.
I'm
only kidding.
Wait, no, I'm not. I definitely am not smart enough. But let me guess, the genre is medical drama.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, if you know, if you can, like, pinpoint, like, a genre to a TV couple that have been on that same genre TV drama together, you'll know one half of what I might be talking about. Because this wasn't even confirmed either, because the person who told me, like, hey, I think I know who this is about, wasn't even sure. They only knew the genre of TV show, which is why they thought it was one couple. And I will say that people have been guessing this one couple in my guesses. Now, I'm getting a million DMs right now. Is it this person? Is it this person? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, they didn't tell me. Like, I don't know. Is it Kelly and Mark? Is it Ashton and Mila? I'm like, first of all, is that 70s show a drama? No. It's not a drama.
But also, like, would you be shocked about Ashton and Mila? I mean, like, no, I wouldn't be shocked.
I don't know anything about their relationship, to be honest with you. So, sorry, I'm just getting some more wine. Hold on.
No, please.
Yeah, it's Friday night, by the way, people. That's why. Long week. Need some wine. Yeah, I don't know enough. I don't really hear anything about Ashton and Mila's relationship.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They're kind of a mystery, I will say. Now I'm sure, like, if I posted about them, like I said, maybe some people would have some info. But anything I've ever heard about them as a couple has been good. It's been like they're cool, they're amazing, blah, blah, blah.
So, I was thinking about when Ashton was with Demi Moore. And remember when he went down to San Diego and he ended up hooking up with that girl in the hotel?
Yeah, I don't think he's pulling that shit with Mila. I feel like she would fucking, like, shank him or something. Like, I feel like you don't fuck around with Mila Kunis. For some reason, she gives me, like, no fuck around vibes.
And also, so, like, there's a certain age where, like, you kind of, I mean, I hope, grow out of shit like that.
Right, and they have two beautiful kids. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Like, nothing is ever as it seems. So, who can really say?
Yeah. Now, in your clubhouse last week, it cracked me up because Steven, one of the old cast members of Summer House from the first few seasons, was in there, and he came up to ask a question or something, and then you, in your inquisitive mind, you had questions back to him, which was actually really funny, and you had asked if he was going to go to Amanda and Kyle's wedding. And he said, "Oh, I don't know." But did you watch the finale last night?
No. So this is the thing with Summer House. It's always on during a time that I'm posting. So it's always on in the background, but I haven't sat down and fully watched one episode this whole season. So I really don't know what's going on besides like what I read on social media and what little snippets I hear while it's on in the background. But that being said, I know that like some shit went down with Anna. I know Lindsay and her boyfriend fought a lot. I don't know what else happened. Give me the cliff notes.
Luke and Hannah got into major fights. Hannah said Luke was leading her on and he brought another girl into the house and then she just freaked out on him, but then it turned out she was dating this other guy, Dez, beforehand and seeing another couple guys. So she painted Luke to be this kind of toxic asshole when I just think he was kind of a dummy, but not a toxic asshole.
Didn't they really date it?
No, they didn't date at all. No, that was the whole point, was that Luke said, "We never dated. He said, "I was very clear with you and we never had sex. We made out a couple times." I guess she gave him two blowjobs, which she kept talking about. But he said, "I was very clear with you that we were just friends."
Right. So the drama was just heightened for the show is what the bottom line is.
But then Hannah kind of has that like tennis player, like she has an ego that's very big, so she never wants to admit defeat. So she kind of fought tooth and nail the entire season into the reunion, and I believe kind of made herself look really poorly in some ways. Even though Luke is your typical guy, but her fighting back and all of this stuff just didn't hold a lot of weight, hold a lot of water.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't watch because I also thought it would like be boring. They filmed during COVID. Like, what did they do? Stay at the house the whole time?
No, it was weirdly actually really entertaining. I felt it was the only show that handled COVID in a correct way, where they put them all in a house and then the drama just kind of popped up. And it was unlike Atlanta or Dallas Housewives, where you always had to worry if they were wearing masks or they weren't. It was really good, I thought.
All right, I'm going to have to watch. I mean, it's funny you said that because I'm watching New Jersey right now and I'm like, did they even film this during COVID? Like, they act like there's nothing going on.
Oh, yeah. You get confused what year it is watching some of the shows.
Yeah. Like, do you feel that way about New Jersey? Like,
New Jersey, the first episode, they went to a restaurant and outside and nobody was wearing masks. And then it was just so bizarre to watch. And that's why Real Housewives of New York, the premiere, they immediately, you know, put it in COVID times. Leah comes into the gym and takes off her mask. And it, I believe Summer House was the only one that kind of made, I hate to say it, made COVID fun because we didn't have to worry about them being safe.
Why? Why is that?
Well, because they were all in the house. They were all tested, and then they just put them in that.
They didn't leave the house.
No, they did not leave the house. So
am I getting drunk? I think I'm getting drunk.
No, that's perfect. Please, please get sick on the podcast. Well, as we start winding down, I wanted to ask you about the family that I believe covers everything, and that's the Kardashians. Already this year, they're ending their show. Kim and Kanye are divorcing. Do you have any information on anything Kardashian related?
I mean, I think I posted about Kim and Kanye's divorce pretty early on.
Very early on.
Yeah, so that's covered. I did hear that, and this was early on, around the same time that I posted about the divorce, that she was, I don't know what kind of words to use, because... Hello. Yep. Okay. I'm back.
Yeah. Hi.
Sorry. I don't know what kind of words to use, because people use the word like boyfriend, girlfriend very loosely.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was seeing, talking to, I don't know, an athlete. I never got a name. I just knew it was an athlete.
This was Kim.
I don't think she's dating Van Jones. I think that it's just something that was like made up and perpetuated through social media, and then the media picked up on it. And he's just been, I think, focusing on his collab with The Gap and I think new music. I'm not sure. He's been seen with some model types around LA. He goes to the Soho House a lot. Is there one in downtown LA?
No, I don't. I mean, I think there's one in Malibu, and then one in Hollywood area.
Okay, so he's in downtown LA a lot working, and he's seen a lot at the Malibu Soho House. He's been seen with a couple like young modelish type girls, but I don't know if it's been in any sort of romantic way. But just be like friends hanging out, like with group people. I think they're like just kind of both living their best lives. The Kardashians, everyone knows, moving to Hulu. I think they're going to be doing a reality show. I think I actually posted, someone sent in a tip, I don't know how accurate this was, that it was a reality show, but Kylie, Kourtney, Kendall, like, were just going to make, like, guest appearances. Do you know the tip I'm talking about?
I vaguely remember it, but Kourtney, Kendall, and Kylie barely are in the show as is, so it would kind of be the same.
Right. So I guess it's like the same. So maybe the tip was just like bullshit. But, you know, I think that they went to Hulu because he couldn't give them the money they were asking for. I think that's exactly like the honest truth of the reality of the situation. Obviously, Tristan's been allegedly cheating on Khloé, which I don't know if you caught last week. I posted some blinds that were sort of suggesting that. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. There was like three in a row. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I've heard this for a while. This isn't like new news about him, you know, sort of living it up in Boston.
I mean, we all kind of expected this, but it's frustrating to have it. I mean, I just hate him so much. And I get infuriated because I feel like Khloé took a lot of her anger out on us, the public, because of her photoshopped Instagrams and stuff. And then it's like, the call is coming from within the house, Khloé. Like, look around you. Like, it's not even.
Yeah, but, you know, she must deal with some, like, serious, serious, like, insecure body
and dysmorphia issues.
Yeah, that I don't even blame her, honestly. Yeah. Like, I mean, I feel really bad for her, to be honest. Like, I can't even imagine like what she goes through emotionally and mentally. It must be so, so hard. So I kind of like have a lot of compassion for her. I wish she would just kick him to the curb already.
I know.
I mean, I know she like wanted to have another kid with him and give Drew a sibling. But I don't know. If all of this worth it? I mean, he is obviously stepping out on her.
Yeah, I mean, or even Kris Jenner, like, do your job and have him, like, you know, knocked off or use your magic.
Agreed.
You know, like, I feel like we all joke about Kris Jenner being, like, you know, hashtag girl boss, but I feel like I wish she would step in and really lift the law down.
This is why, because I give them a lot of respect for this, because he's Drew's father. They won't, because of that kid. And you know what? That's actually the right thing. In the end, they are doing the right thing for that child. You know?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. They're a smart bunch. I feel really bad for her. I really do.
Well, I don't know if you still watch that. You probably don't still watch the show, right?
No. I watch when they post clips, and I feel like they always post so many clips, so I'm watching half the show anyway on their Instagram account.
Oh, yeah, you're not missing anything. I still watch it every week, and I recap it. But last night's episode, they were just basically, they had made the decision to not continue with the E! Show, and they were kind of like, you know, it was very teary and patting themselves on the back, but it's like... It's kind of hard to feel anything about it because we knew that this Hulu deal had happened and they're acting on the show, that they're ending the show, but we know that there's still a show to be had. So it's kind of hard to watch these people get emotional and pat themselves on the back when we know that there's a money deal down the road, you know?
Right. Well, I think that, you know, in response to that is that they were probably honestly like genuinely sad to leave the crew that they had worked with, and you know, they have to do what's best for them. If Hulu's throwing a bunch of money at them, like, all the power to them, you know what I mean? Like, I see what you're saying, but I also kind of like see where they're coming from as like a family that has made a fortune on what I don't know, being a family, you know? So
there was a chilling moment in the show last night when they had to gather the crew and tell them. And I just can't imagine what that was like for Kris Jenner to make that speech, knowing that 20 seasons ago they started and nobody believed in this show at all. And in 20 years, so much money has been made. So many families have been destroyed, marriages, kids being born, transitions happening with Caitlin. I mean, so many things have happened in 20 seasons. That is, I mean, it just goes to show you, like, anything is possible out there.
No, I know. I mean, yeah. I agree with you 100%. I mean, people hate on them, but I kind of, like, have a lot of respect for Kris Jenner for what she built on, you know, whatever morals that were. I mean, let's be honest, it did start with a sex tape. And I don't know if you've seen that sex tape, but I mean, it's pretty explicit.
Yeah, well, I mean... Right. That's another pop culture moment. I would love to have been there, fly on the wall during that conversation with Kris and Kim about the sex tape.
She was probably like, we're going to fucking make millions off this.
Yes, we're going to make our family. I mean, but it worked. Like that kind of, those kind of big gambles. It really just fascinates me, that part of pop culture, is that you have the success, but sometimes you risk your family in, you know, like there are things Kris Jenner did that broke certain members of her family. Like Rob Kardashian barely can like go outside anymore, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. Yeah. I mean,
since as we wrap up, I just kind of wanted to know, is there any story or stories in this past year that have been your favorite or that have maybe titillated you, or kind of like your favorite story you've been involved in the last year, or even favorite story you've read?
I mean, right now, like, I'm really interested on what's going on between Ben and J-Lo. I know I said that I fully believe that they are hooking up again, but I'm really curious, like, how this is going to get played out. If it was just, like, a two-week thing, and then we'll see Ben back on Raya. Like, trust me, I have all my spies out. Tell me if, like, Ben is active on Raya again. Like, I want to know. You know, like, maybe this J-Lo thing is just, like, you know, she did just break up with A-Rod like a month ago.
I know. And
so maybe this just like quickie, or I don't know. Maybe we'll see them on a yacht again. I'm dying to know how this is going to play out.
But you never know. I always just get fascinated with, like, that's what I said earlier about Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles hugging. Cause I was like, oh, that reminds me of a real relationship. Whereas I just wonder with celebrities or even like A-Rod and J-Lo, like, it's just not, it's not like relationships that us normies have out there. Like, I don't know how much time they really get to spend with each other. A-Rod seems to be very busy with Instagram models. Like, do they ever binge watch shows together? I just wonder, like, how different it is from our actual relationships.
I mean, I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm not in a celebrity relationship, but I would I would imagine
it's not yet.
I would imagine it's not that different. It's just they have any whim, like, accessible stuff. Like, oh, hey, I want to go to Miami. Okay, let's jump on a private jet and go to Miami, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's pretty normal. Like, what do Ben and J-Lo do? Like, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, what do they talk about? Like, do they just talk about, like, their relationship in the first time? Do they watch movies together? I mean, what do they eat? Does J-Lo have Dunkin' Donuts coffee with Ben?
Oh, you are making me, like, you are firing me up right now. Now I need to talk to the bottom of this.
Like, oh my God, what if we get a paparazzi photo of her with the Dunkin' Donuts coffee
cup? I will die. I will literally die. Like, what are you talking about? What did they do in Big Sky together? Like, what do you do there?
I don't know.
Okay, so it's Montana, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So is it snowing there right now?
I mean, in my mind, it is.
So, like, did they go skiing? No, they were probably, like, in the house, cozy, watching movies. Like, do they, I'm sure, like, she has to work out. She's, like, a huge, like, workout person. Like, do they work out together?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
Gosh, I mean, that's, it'll be exciting because eventually they're both kind of public people in the sense that they do want us to see things here and there, so we will see things sooner rather than later, I believe.
Well, I mean, we already saw, like, her dropping him off. I think it was the Bel Air Hotel. Like, that's where her car dropped him off after they hung out. But her, you know, all the publications tried to spin it afterwards that they're just friends. They've always been friends. People were messaging me like, they're both doing, like, the vaccine concert together. I'm like, so what the fuck do you think he was, like, over her house, like, discussing the vaccine concert, like, logistics? Like, no. Like, they were hooking up.
Ben Affleck was the one that convinced J-Lo to get a vaccine.
Yeah. No, do you know what I'm talking about? She, like, performed at the vaccine concert. Yeah.
Last weekend.
Yeah, and I think he, like, probably was a presenter or whatever.
Yeah, he presented an award. Or right, not an award, so, he presented at a performance.
Right, so everyone really thought that they were hanging out because they were both part of that together. I'm like, no, that's not why they were hanging out. Like, what do you think they were talking about? Like, vaccines? Like, I don't understand. Like, that's not why they were hanging out. But,
well, I mean, last time they dated, remember the Ben Affleck blow up? Like, where he started, like, using
his tanner and suits?
And I would love, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we know if he starts, like, really doing another glow up, it'll be really interesting.
Well, I will say, like, right when he and Anna broke up, I think he was going through a really hard time. He looked really, really bad. And then he bounced back, like, miraculously right before he started filming that movie in Boston.
Oh, yeah, The Tender Bar, directed by George Clooney.
Right. So all the pictures from set and all the pictures of him around there, he was like, fine. But do you remember those pictures of him in LA where he was really, like,
gaunt? And I posted it and everybody said I was so rude because he probably was sick and dying. And I was like, no, he's not sick and dying. I thought he lost it for a role.
No, I think he was going through a hard time.
Oh, wow.
So you were.
I wasn't there, man. I'm so sorry, everybody.
But I mean, he pulled it together and he filmed that movie. And I think he's an excellent actor. I enjoy all of his movies, which I think maybe, you know, why I'm so fascinated with him. I mean, I did have a huge crush on him back in the day. But
sounds like it.
Shut up, Ryan. That's not. Anyway.
Well, Dubois, I really didn't think I was going to talk to you again because you've gotten so big. But thank you so much for taking the time to talk to all of us. I really truly appreciate what you do. I know that might sound silly, but it also makes me laugh that you have a real job and you get texted from 16-year-olds. So I just thank you, and I hope you don't quit this ever.
We'll see. As I say, I never know what the next day holds. It might all end tomorrow. I think I've been saying that for the past like 8 months, but
yeah, what if you do like a JD Salinger and you just disappear?
I actually might. I don't know.
Wait, could you do it the day this pod gets released so everybody speculates?
This might be the last pod I ever
record. My god, that would be huge for me. But you know, seriously, I love you and thank you for being you, I guess. Whoever you are, thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Okay.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2. Betches.